the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
President Biden makes a pitch for his foreign aid bill when he meets today at the White House with the top four congressional leaders. Former President Trump and President Biden plan separate visits to the southern border this week. Both men will visit communities in Texas on Thursday. The murder of a 22-year-old nursing student, Lakin Riley, is a crime allegedly committed by an illegal alien. The young woman was killed last week while she was jogging the University of Georgia campus in Athens. The polls give former President Trump a big lead over challenger Nikki Haley heading into today's primary in Michigan. And test results on a white powder sent to the Florida home of Donald Trump Jr. are said to be inconclusive, but the substance not considered deadly. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 5 points, NASDAQ futures 28 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
It flew to the moon and stuck the landing with such grace.
Odysseus has found his new home.
But it did not take too long to fall right on its face. Odysseus has got news for you.
Malfunction.
Odysseus, all the pics aside view.
Well, we wasted a 52-year lead in getting to the moon, and now we send something up and it falls over. Yes. Now, that couldn't have been done by the wind on the moon. There is no wind on the moon, is there?
No, there is no wind on the moon. What happened is it went up onto a rock and got stuck.
Oh.
You know, so here's this company that spent who knows how many millions, and it's been 50 years since we go to the moon, and this little unbelievable gadget gets stuck on a rock.
Tommy played to stretch the soup as we come in and get ready. That Laura Branigan tune actually picked at number two.
Yeah, and then I did remember it.
I remember it because we had to play the crap out of it back in 1982. I was just new in the business then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of windy, it's very windy outside this morning. I'm anticipating a difficult bike ride day. Let's get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Did you hear that breath again? At the same place where I think it's over.
You're doing really well.
Thank you. We have a 12-mile-an-hour wind right now, but let's talk about wind since you brought that up. We will be gusting to 30 miles per hour, maybe higher later on today. It's going to be a windy day. I'm going to talk about our weather first, and then after a while we'll get into that wild situation in Chicago. Today, unseasonably spring warmth today. It's a spring preview with a high around 82, making today the warmest day of the year so far. Limited sunshine, considerable cloudiness, but windy. With I mentioned, the winds gusting to 30 or maybe higher. Kite flying weather, maybe too much for kite. Very mild tonight, low 65. Wow. Dry this evening, scattered showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and early evening. Could be the rumble of thunder, high around 80. Much cooler behind the front on Thursday. A big deal drop with a high around 60. So that's, just 22 degrees colder than today. A breezy day. Periods of showers Friday, Saturday, into Sunday, and even into Monday. We're getting into an active pattern. That's not one storm system. That's a series of waves of low pressure that move through the Gulf states. Right now, this morning, with cloudy skies, it's 66 now at 612.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here's one of our sponsors we hope you don't need today. In fact, they hope you don't need them today. I'm talking about MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. You probably have heard of them. They've been in business for over 4 decades. And by the way, in the paint and body business, I don't know a lot of them that have been in the business for more than 4 decades. I've seen a lot of them come and go with practices that were not up to snuff. And in fact, that's why Donnie Turner got into the business, to do it right, the right way. And that's why the Turner family, they have a code that you can respect, and I respect them. It's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business. They don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. Take it from a frequent flyer, somebody who's been going there with several vehicles over the last 35 years. Here's the other thing, too. They act as a proponent with the insurance company. By that, I mean certain things have to be fixed on the car. And sometimes the insurance company will balk at, well, that doesn't need to be fixed. But the Turners will negotiate with the insurance company and say, yes, it has to be fixed. Okay? So that's the way they fly. 27 Wreck with the W is their phone number. And they're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. But call them first and let them know your situation before you come by and see them. And tell your insurance agent that's where you prefer to have your car fixed. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Welcome to the show,
man. Welcome to the show.
It's National Strawberry Day.
This is what it is, dude.
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
Yeah, I like strawberries, but I don't.
I'm getting you strawberries.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
They had strawberry.
They were strawberries.
Strawberries. Strawberries make me break out.
Happy National Strawberry Day.
It's showtime.
And welcome back at 6:14 on News Talk 93.1 FM. He's already in the room.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
So can I tell you about? Oh, hi Jay. By the way.
Hey, Rich.
Can I tell you about the wild weather
Hi, Jay.
Day? Hey, Greg.
The wild weather day in your hometown?
Chicago. Yeah, I'm dying to hear because okay. I've been through a bunch okay. in real life, so I can't wait to find out what this
well,
is.
Well, this will resonate with you. First of all, right now it's 57. It's 57.
In February in Chicago?
In February at the 6 o'clock hour.
We'd be out in short sleeves
in
February.
I'm sure you. Of course you will. Today's expected high temperature, 76, will be the warmest ever recorded.
What?
In the month of February. Tornado threat today.
Yeah.
Large hail threat today. Now, tomorrow will be a little colder. Tomorrow morning we start off at 25. With a wind chill factor in the single digits, perhaps down close to zero.
That's this like is a Chicago.
60, 70 degree wind chill difference in one day.
Yeah, how about that? So that's what's going on in your hometown right now. I can imagine being on the air in Chicago this morning. Wow.
Man. And, of course, that tornado threat there is very real because there have been some bad ones.
But February, it's a little early. Usually, it's the bullseye is down here.
Now, wouldn't it mean that because it's going to be 76 on February 27th, that's the climate change thing happening there?
Yeah. Well, they're about to have a climate change, let me tell you.
Yeah. Coming up, five things the middle class won't be able to afford in 5 years, and if I were the Republican Party, I would be waving this flag furiously to let people know just how bad things are right now.
Is one of them dinner?
Well, you know, it's kind of on the list in a way.
Because going out is tough.
It's becoming difficult.
Yeah.
At 60 minutes past 6, later on, the cheap and trashy Alec Baldwin's Rust trial will kick off July 9th at last. You think there's a chance that there'll be some justice there?
You know, I don't know how this is going to play out. But I know that when the movie comes out, it'll make some dollars just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, so what we'll do first is get you 18-19 news, and then we'll go over that list, because I think it's pretty significant this morning. Right now, here's Scott.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
Alabamians are now finding out from the Alabama Attorney General's office that an explosive device was detonated outside of the AG's office building in Montgomery. The explosion occurred in the early morning hours of last Saturday. No one was injured inside or outside of that building. An investigation is underway, according to the AG's office, and anyone with information on this event is asked to call the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
More details are emerging about a Montgomery judge who has been hospitalized after being attacked this past weekend. Circuit Court Judge Johnny Hardwick was reported to be injured by gunfire following a domestic incident that occurred on Saturday. Now we're finding out that Hardwick was stabbed multiple times in the neck and face. The judge's son, 36-year-old Calfani Hardwick, is the suspect in both the stabbing and shooting of the judge. Calfani Hardwick was taken into police custody after a short run from authorities over the weekend. He's being held without bond. The assistant to former state lawmaker Fred Plum Jr. has entered a guilty plea for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and obstruction of justice. Very Kindle is named as one of the three in a kickback scheme that involved funds that were allocated to the Jefferson County Community Service Fund and a youth baseball league. The two others that are named in this kickback scheme are Plum Jr. and current state lawmaker John Rogers. Rogers says he will not be entering a guilty plea in this case, nor will he resign from office as Plump Jr. did last year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Unable to work because of an injury at the fault of someone else? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello.
On FM. Smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go!
Let's go, people! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
It's time to get this party started because
because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
That is our mission statement. We're going to get groovy and we're going to get funky.
Grooving.
This morning. Got random facts next hour. I have one of two convoluted intros ready for that. One of the things that has made a little noise, and especially with travelers, baggage fees. I think American was the first to raise them another five. I mean.
Then United, yeah.
I remember showing up with a ton of stuff at O'Hare Airport on my first trip back to Chicago to bring it back with me to South Florida.
Yeah.
And they checked everything for free.
Yeah.
Now it's $40. You don't even get one bag in the storage compartment for nothing. That's boggles
crazy.
The mind.
That's crazy.
And it's not like their airfares are any cheaper, right?
Oh, no. They keep going up.
So here is a pretend flight with the pilot making people aware not just of the baggage fee charge, but others.
This is your captain. Like to apologize for those unexpected additional baggage fees and let you know about some additional fees as we taxi down the runway. Like the new $10 taxiing fee. Too much air blowing on you? Go ahead and twist that knob to adjust. $3 for each quarter turn. Lavatory fees are $1 for number one and $200 for number two, because that's nasty. There's a new Bing fee every time I hit this button. It's an additional $5. All this was listed in the terms of service agreement you didn't read before you clicked on it. Oh, there's also a $12 click fee. Well, we're cleared for takeoff. Again, takeoffs are completely free, and I'll let you know what the landing fee is on our final approach. Thanks, and enjoy the flight.
822.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
And then this story here. Five things the middle class will not be able to afford in 5 years. In fact, since the list of five, we can count them down professional life.
Number five.
Extended family vacations, especially trips overseas, but even just taking a week off to go to the beach is hard for a lot of people now.
Oh, gosh. The accommodations are crazy now.
New cars. Prices have gone up significantly in the past 5 years, and it looks like that trend will probably continue. And one reason to believe that is that those recent settlements with the United Auto Workers, $50 an hour. You can count on that. And so much of the inventory is now embedded in electric vehicles that very few people can afford, nor do they want the inconvenience of a car that will not deliver the range that's promised, and dealing with charging stations and the long wait to get the thing charged if you're lucky to find one. Private school, the rise in tuition far outpacing gains in income, and that's bad news for parents that want to keep their kids out of public schools, and who could blame them? Number four, enjoying retirement. People who retire in the next 5 years might need to rein things in to make sure they don't blow through their savings, especially because we're living longer than we used to.
Number one.
Homes, especially in cities and other high-demand areas, just harder to afford a home now. It's not just mortgage interest rates. Look, they were far worse in the 70s and right up to 1990. Still over 10%.
How high did it get at one point?
13.7. Wow. I closed on a condo in Fort Lauderdale. 13.7%.
Jeez.
It was an illegal mortgage, I think. The guys that set it up were big fans.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, when we closed, I didn't need to put any money down, and I got a check for $9,000 back. I don't know how that happened. But the monthly payments were ridiculous.
I'm sure.
On an $80,000
Yeah.
Then it probably cost about $300,000 or $400,000 now down there. And that's far more than we're paying on the current house, which is on a, you know, pretty big chunk of property. And at 3%. So
3% compared to 13%.
And the difference is stunning. Morris Capuano explained that to us one time. You know, the difference that even a quarter point in interest hikes can make. But yeah, that house at ninth, that's 40 years ago. $1,309 a month. I remember exactly because it was such a painful check to cut.
$1,309.
Yeah. And it's like $1,100 or something now. For a lot more house. So all of this is stuff that if I were the Republicans going into this race, I would be making people aware of this. Because the pretense, in fact, Bill Maher Friday night said that the Biden administration has stopped using the term Bidenomics because they suck. Everything is more expensive. There's no break in prices. So, interesting stuff. At 6:26, the timeline is just ahead with Rich Thomas. And next hour, Random Facts with Jay with a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. Now, there's a way to save some money. In the meantime, guys, two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And it shouldn't be denied, put off, or anything. It's a physical condition, so there's no shame involved here. The only shame is not doing something to get it fixed when it's right here in town at Montgomery Men's Health. Yeah, we don't like going to the doctor. It can be an inconvenience, but you'll love the facility that Montgomery Men's Health has set up here. It's designed for privacy, first class all the way. So if you're experiencing lack of motivation, lack of energy, always fatigue, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, muscle mass isn't there like it used to be, even a decrease in sex drive, or you just feel like you're going through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend a testosterone and PSA check for men starting at age 18 on an annual basis. The PSA check will determine prostate health. All of this is information I've learned from the team over there. It's a great team at Montgomery Men's Health. You know, a lot of guys suffer from low T and don't even realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for $99. So that means you get the number, you know where you stand, and then they give you a plan to turn it around. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives, and they're medical. They're not theories and capsules at a vitamin store. This is the real deal. Men can experience the higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, even improved sleep, faster metabolism. In fact, weight loss is something they can help you with there too. And you can book the same day you call. So start feeling amazing and hit those goals, because there's plenty of 2024 left to do it. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. We are at 6:28. We have our first traffic update of the morning with Skipper, and then the timeline for the 27th of February.
Still looking good all over the area this morning. Traffic flow light to moderate through Montgomery. We were a little bit busy on I-65 southbound into Montgomery this morning, but that's really about it at this time. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Buckle up and drive safely. We will keep you updated. Whether your credit's good or bad, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center in Wetumpka, at 567-9000. That's 567-9000, NMLS 232876. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit, number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dock fee.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter.
The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pokemon Day. If you don't know, Pokemon is Japanese for get a life, dude. You're 43 years old. Research shows men with six-pack abs are at a greater risk for heart disease. Well, let me offer a radio high five to all of you other healthy guys with beer guts. Walmart is offering mammograms at special locations. However, women should be careful to look for the official signs and not fall for the guy in the parking lot wearing a homemade t-shirt that says Official Breast Inspector. And researchers have taught a robot dog to open a door with its leg, which means the next thing robot dogs will enter is your nightmares. This is not headline news.
At 6:33 with the timeline for the 27th day of February, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
All right, here we go on the 58th day of the year with 309 days left. So today's the 27th. Tomorrow would have been the end of the month, but we have Leap Day on Thursday. National Pokemon Day, we just heard that. What did he say? Something about you're 43 years old.
Yeah, get a life, you're 43 years old. Star Trekker.
We found out earlier in this hour that it's National Strawberry Day. Love me some strawberries.
You ever kissed a girl before?
Yeah, that's right.
Move out of your parents' garage.
It's International Polar Bear Day, and I don't think they mean people taking the plunge in icy water.
No, it's the actual bears.
Actual bear. Which, by the way, they're not white, are they?
No, they're black.
Yeah. We found that out on Random Facts.
If you were to shave one of those things, black underneath.
Where did all this black hair come from? It is National Kahlua Day. It's also Big Breakfast Day. We didn't do a breakfast today. We got some good numbers on breakfast yesterday. There'll be breakfast where we'll be returning tomorrow over many of these things.
Well, you each got a sack of steak.
Yes, we did. It looked like a large steak, too.
Yeah, I was rummaging through the freezer, and I found this beautiful slab of sirloin. Mm-hmm. So I defrosted it, cut it into segments, marinated it in a bag for a few hours, and then threw them on the grill yesterday before it came back.
Oh,
it was
my
so
gosh.
Good.
I bet they're really juicy. I've got the...
Very.
I can't get this off my mind. I got the dentist at 11 a.m. this morning. And I just can't get it off my mind.
Well, since that that numbing stuff...
Yeah.
Those wonderful flavors that everything happens at the dentist. It smells like cloves when you walk in the office, and then you get all those...
Oh, and I insist on the gas, too. 1827.
I always bring my own.
1827 on this date. Dateline, New Orleans. First Mardi Gras celebration there. We all know it started in Mobile in 1703.
I think that party is still going on.
Yeah. So it started over 100 years earlier in Mobile, as Emily would point out. 1860, Matthew Brady photographs the presidential candidate, Abraham Lincoln. 73 years ago in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. Do you remember what the 22nd Amendment does? Has to do with the president.
It allows the vice president to succeed.
I think that's the 25th. This one is the... this is the limiting to two terms in office.
Oh.
Term limits. Okay.
Yeah, term limits. 1936, Shirley Temple receives a new contract from 20th Century Fox that will pay the 7-year-old star $50,000 per film. 1936, $50,000 per film. Now, she hated the fact that she couldn't even have a hamburger. They watched every thing about her, and she was miserable.
Very abusive life.
She became Shirley Temple Blackman. She was our ambassador to what?
The UN.
Okay, that's right. 79 years ago, 1941, When You Wish Upon a Star won the Best Original Song Oscar, and Pinocchio won the Best Original Score. 1963, Mickey Mantle signs a baseball contract worth
100,000
is correct. Now you can keep what you got, or you can go for the door.
My magazine column. In fact, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
It's called the $100,000 Statosphere.
Yeah.
It references baseball players.
Send it to me, and soon it'll be in the waiting room of every doctor in town, too. By the way,
it gets around. I got to tell you that.
Yeah. Now our song of the day, maybe one of the best songs John Lennon ever wrote. Often played at weddings. In fact, you were at a wedding where it was played. And the first of two Beatles songs of the day. We'll do another one from Abbey Road tomorrow. Christmas time, 1966, from one of my favorite albums, Rubber Soul. Beatles this morning on your timeline.
There are places I remember.
Your daddy and daughter's song?
Yeah, it certainly was. By the way, there's a story. I've seen it all over the place. Yeah. For some reason, Yesterday by Paul McCartney, we didn't know that he was actually talking about his mother in that song. Because she died when he was 14.
He played the song to George on the piano, and the working title was Scrambled Eggs. But yeah, that is an interesting story. One of the most re-recorded songs of all time, did we not find out on a random fact? One of the most redone songs?
We probably did. Yeah. It's not ringing a bell as to what it was.
I think it was, at least for some time, I know this for a fact, it was like elevator music and every other thing that affects publishing. Yeah. It was the most re-recorded song. Yeah. I don't know, maybe something by Taylor Swift is now.
I don't know, maybe. 56 years ago, 1968, Frankie Lyman died of a heroin overdose at the age of 25. He had a big hit song called Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Speaking of heroin, Keith Richards, 1977, arrested at Toronto's Harbor Castle Hotel after an ounce of heroin. Oh, well, that's not much. Just an ounce. Was found in his hotel room. Just an ounce. 1980, I Will Survive wins the first and last Grammys ever awarded to the best disco recording. They don't do best disco recording anymore at the Grammys.
That wasn't really a good disco song either, because it starts out very slow.
Yeah, it does. But boy, oh boy, what a club song it was, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
1986, a U.S. Senate approves a telecast of debates on a trial basis. It used to be there was no live television from the Senate. 1992, Elizabeth Taylor celebrates her 60th birthday by closing Disneyland for a private party with her celebrity friends. That is so Elizabeth Taylor. Wow. On this date 19 years ago. It's been that long. 2003, Mr. Rogers died at the age of 74. He had stomach cancer. 2015, actor Leonard Nimoy, Spock from Star Trek, dies at the age of 83. My favorite Spock quote, Wrath of Khan, I have been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper.
Yeah, it's funny you quote that like he actually existed in real life.
Well, it's just a TV show.
I know. That's right. Just get a life.
You ever remember the woman?
Yeah. What was the combination on that safe that in episode?
Yeah, I got that bit. We should play it just for laughs.
We should do that. Josh Groban is 43. Middle-aged women love him. Kind of a shocker. Chelsea Clinton is 44. Actor Grant Cho is 62. He's got a complex where when he joins a show, the show dies. I mean, it's probably not his fault. It's just coincidental, but anyway. Neil Sean, Journey guitarist, is 66. Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati would have been 80. Wow. Ralph Nader turns 90 today.
Talk about irrelevant.
Yeah, right. Spring begins 3 weeks from today, the vernal equinox. The big eclipse is in 41 days. We're going to have Rick Evans on during the last week of March, probably, to talk about the eclipse. Boy, some of these little towns are expecting an overflow that they don't know how they're going to handle.
Yeah.
Along the way. MLB baseball opening day is 30 days away. Easter Sunday, 33 days, and Memorial Day is now 90 days away. That is your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas, at 6:42.
When you were in a Beam Down on the Planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
That's great.
You know, that and the one real early in the history of SNL where Belushi was playing Captain Kirk, and the show gets canceled, and the NBC executives appear in the middle of their shooting an episode, and they say, take that down, send it over, and Kirk will not give up. He will not relinquish control of what's left of the Enterprise set.
Or not leave stuff. Character either. Yeah.
Let me take a moment to tell you about what's a place that's kind of and shouldn't be a well-kept secret, in that when folks go furniture shopping, they tend to think of the chain stores. Well, that's limited selection stuff. There's 60,000 square feet of furniture choices awaiting you at Kyser, K-Y-S-E-R, at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And right now, through the end of the month, 50% off the top ticket price on everything in the house. And with no purchase necessary, register to win a $1,000 entertainment console they're giving away at the end of this week, so don't delay on that. When it comes to furniture, they have every type and style, so it's not what's trendy, it's what you like, what your budget is. And by the way, you can do interest-free financing for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury account, and even save on sales tax because it's not in Montgomery, so it's not 10%, it's 8.25%. So if you're buying a room or two full of furniture, you're going to save a lot of money just on the tax. On top of that, it's the people. We've known Stella Beard for years, and she's absolutely sensational. But now she's added Leslie Wolfhook to the staff, and there you got great decorating, professional decorating tips available at no extra charge. So if you're not sure about the right piece for a room or creating a look, she'll be happy to consult with you. That's Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Get a sneak preview of their great selection at Shop Kaiser. That's shopkyser.com, or stop by and see them again at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And don't forget about that entertainment console being given away at the end of this week now. Big President's Day sale, 646.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yesterday's high temperature was 78. And by the way, the normal is 68 for this time of the year. Today, we're going to tack on a few degrees and get up to about 82, the first 80-plus degree day of the season. So on the unusual spring warmth continues. The difference between today and yesterday is yesterday was mostly sunny. Today will be mostly cloudy, limited sunshine. A windy day with south winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour, maybe even more than that. Very mild tonight, low 65, still dry. Scattered showers in the forecast tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and early evening. Check out my blog and you'll see future radar there. High temperature near 80 tomorrow, then much cooler Thursday. I mean, a big deal drop with a high only around 60 and breezy. Periods of showers Friday, Saturday into Sunday, and probably Monday too. So we're getting into an active weather pattern, wet at times. And right now, this morning, we have south winds at 12 miles per hour. That'll be increasing. It's cloudy and 66 now at 647.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Looking for a tractor, excavator, mower, ag implements, or other equipment? Capital Tractor is as close as your smartphone or computer. Find the best deals, financing information, and browse new and used inventory with just a click at CapitalTractor.com.
Jerry Seinfeld got heckled, and it wasn't for a bad performance. It was anti-Semitism in real life. Alec Baldwin's trial kicking off. And another one of those great lists of the top comedies of all time.
Oh, okay.
We'll have that to kick around in just a bit. Right now at 6:48, we've got Skipper's Traffic, SRN News Replay, and then the Cheap and Trash.
Well, if you're headed into Montgomery this morning, the good news is traffic is light to moderate. Here are our busiest spots. 65 southbound right into Montgomery at Northern Boulevard and across the Alabama River Bridge. A little bit busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway's been building just a little bit, but no real problems anywhere. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. New Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden makes a pitch for his foreign aid bill when he meets today at the White House with the top four congressional leaders. Former President Trump and President Biden plan separate visits to the southern border this week. Both men will visit communities in Texas on Thursday. The murder of a 22-year-old nursing student, Lakin Riley, is a crime allegedly committed by an illegal alien. The young woman was killed last week while she was jogging the University of Georgia campus in Athens. The polls give former President Trump a big lead over challenger Nikki Haley heading into today's primary in Michigan. And test results on a white powder sent to the Florida home of Donald Trump Jr. are said to be inconclusive, but the substance not considered deadly. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 5 points, NASDAQ futures 28 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. double. Medishare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in the tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
Welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your... Hey there, Chase. I know you're smelling...
I was going to say, there's a smell in this room.
Yes, I had to whip myself up my 180-calorie open-faced schmear of peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And a Blatz.
Yeah, with a Blatz. A nice, crisp Blatz beer. No, this is 180 calories. Yeah. I did 6 miles on the bike yesterday. It killed me. Just killed me. I came in yesterday afternoon. I was like, whoa. Oh, so back to the news. Alec Baldwin's Rust trial kicks off by July 9th. We should start a pool. I think they will either negotiate a plea, which with no jail.
Yeah.
Or they'll find him guilty, but he won't go to jail.
I think he's not going to serve time in jail.
Jerry Seinfeld, and I can't play the originating clip because it has profanity in it, but he was heckled by some anti-Semitic people at a performance, anti-Israel protesters. You know, we had that bit about a month ago. Remember, he was on the CBS morning show, and the interviewer was talking about comedians and coffee getting cars, and the first thing he comes up with, you know, I couldn't help but notice that most of the comedians were white. And Seinfeld just sits there and he's shaking his head. You had to go there, didn't you? You had to go there. It's so stupid.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. It's today. It's today.
It's like this horrible story with the young woman that was murdered in Georgia by an illegal immigrant.
Migrant.
Yeah. You know how the media is posting this story? The dangers faced by women runners.
Mm-hmm.
That's their take on it. It has nothing to do with somebody who doesn't belong in the country mm-hmm. and wouldn't have been here to murder anybody if the borders were being enforced. And that's just one of thousands of stories of people who have been crime victims by this whole tragedy. But the media just goose steps to whatever they're told to do by America's news director. And you know who that is. No doubt about it in my mind.
Assalamu alaikum.
That individual. Okay, Taylor Swift's dad under investigation for allegedly attacking paparazzi in Australia, although Nicole Kidman once got a restraining order against the individual that was allegedly attacked by her Taylor Swift's father. So apparently one of those persistent types. Here's a story on the Beatles lyric in Yesterday that goes, why'd she have to go? I don't know, she wouldn't say. And that's all about Paul McCartney's mom. It's amazing. That was 1965. So it's literally 49 years later.
And you're finding this out.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, it's a real old song, but the song...
59 years later.
The song, Sonny, it's about his brother. That's who he's singing about. And then the long-distance information, get me Memphis, Tennessee. He's talking about his five-year-old. That's what the
Johnny Rivers song?
Yeah, that's what the song's about.
And Let It Be, I think, right? As his mom?
I think you're right.
Mother Mary, that's his mother.
That is exactly right.
It's his mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? I thought it was about, you know.
Yeah, the Virgin Mary. Mary.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I think his mom's name was Mary.
It is correct.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I'm learning things I openly aired on as a jock for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift broke a Billboard 200 record previously held by the Beatles, but it doesn't say
what
the record is.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it. The prosecution that is trying to protect Don Henley mm-hmm. in this case with the Hotel California lyrics.
Yeah.
Actually brought up the story of his 1980 arrest after a 16-year-old prostitute OD'd in his home.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And that's because they wanted to introduce it so the lawyers for the defense wouldn't be able to. So he took on all the questions. He called the sex worker because he wanted to escape the depression he was in following the Eagles' breakup. He said, I made a poor decision, which I regret to this day. I had to live with it for 44 years. I'm still living with today in this courtroom. Poor decision. He also noted they had not had sex, that he was the one who called firefighters to help her, and he did not know she was underage until after arrested. The funniest TV shows of all time.
All right.
Ranked.
Okay.
Now, you can go to ranker.com and vote on this thing, and I did. I voted to move a couple of shows up that I thought were way too low, like The Honeymooners. But you'll never guess what was number one.
Probably, well, I mean, obviously not one that we're going to be likely to say. You know, like, what do you think? Funniest of all time, Jay?
It's okay to participate.
No, it's not necessarily that. It's more that I'm trying to think... So, not what I think is,
oh,
right. But what they're going to put it down
yeah.
as.
Because
I always go with something absurd.
On my list, Seinfeld would be up there. Would definitely be up there.
Seinfeld didn't even make the top 10. I think that's a travesty. That's ridiculous.
Is Office up
there? That's number one.
That's number one?
You are so dorky.
Thank you, Pam. Number two is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Have you ever watched that?
I have.
Is
that as funny as...
It's got some really funny moments. It's got a lot of episodes.
I know.
It's got some really funny moments.
It's